HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi, I'm Ashutosh Garg, the author of the best-selling book, The Brand Called You. I welcome you to our podcast, Tactical Career Approach, the show where we bring you some incredible people from entrepreneurs, industry leaders, and beyond. Their career advice and guidance could be a stepping stone for your success. Not only is this podcast the brainchild of the brand called You, it is also an HD Smartcast original, and it is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform.
Today we have a very, very dear friend, very accomplished businessman, professional, Yash Gupta with us. And Yash is from a very well-known old Delhi family. His grandfather founded in cables. A lot of people may remember the name Delton Cables. And yet Yash was one of the few people from family businesses who broke out and decided to go and study and become an entrepreneur. Before that, he was a professional. So Yash, welcome to the podcast. Before I ask you any questions, I would like to tell all our viewers that you're from Modern School, one of the most happening schools of Delhi, from Carnegie Mellon, then from Harvard Business School, and you worked with some of the most exciting companies like McKinsey and Heinz before. So moving away from your journey, one question for you to reflect on and share with all of us. Through your journey, what has been your biggest failure and what has been your learning from this failure?
That's an interesting question. Where do I start? I remember reading this book by Tal Ben-Shahar called Perfect. Mm-hmm. And what he says in the book is, if you want to be successful, double your failure rate.
Amazing.
And mm-hmm. I've had my fair share, and that's been lucky. And I see that as lucky. The one that I would talk about is an investment we made in an area where the infrastructure was going to develop. Mm-hmm. And the infrastructure development was necessary to, not necessary, but at least was going to be, business case was based on that infrastructure development to unlock the value for the project. Unfortunately, the development of the infrastructure just took a lot longer than we had anticipated. We came out okay, but not as good as we should have come out in that project. And I think what I failed to really identify at that point in time was that how things can go wrong and what the impact of things going wrong can have on your business case specifically. So in this case, I've learned that I got carried away by the possibility, which a lot of entrepreneurs get carried away by saying, hey, this could be this. And if it had worked out this, it would have just been magnanimous. But it didn't. And I did not spend enough time thinking through what could go wrong and how would things work out and how would I manage that if they went wrong. We had to do a lot of double takes. We had to do a lot of renegotiations. We were happy that we were fortunate that we had good partners who were understanding. But had I thought through some of those issues earlier on, what are the things that can go wrong? Not that it should stop you from taking the risk, but it allows you to structure your deal differently. It allows you to take risks in a slightly different manner. And my learning from that has been, one, stay equanimous. Business, at the end of the day, is only business, right? It can go well, it can go bad.
Correct.
Think carefully about both sides of the coin and realize that Gita says, you know, you are only here to do your job with that business, which is my first learning. My second learning is, failure is great. Today, that experience has taught me more and a lot of my good wins. My wins are great, and I feel very lucky to be a part of that adulation. But this experience probably has been a lot more valuable from the learning than the ones that went well. So don't be afraid to fail, as long as you're learning the lessons. In fact, when I seek out people to become partners in my journey, I like people who failed, because they would be a lot more aware of what not to do than what to do in that situation. And that, I think, is a lot of us focus on what to do. The real value is understanding what not to do. So those are my learnings from the failure.
So what your message is, that get your business plan sorted out, think through some of the challenges, and don't be afraid to take a risk.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as someone said, a turtle does not make progress until it sticks its neck out.
Well said. Absolutely.
So you're absolutely right. So Yash, in conclusion, one more question for you. And I think you spent a lot of time chatting with us. What would be your guidance or thoughts for a lot of our viewers who want to be entrepreneurs and who want to move ahead in life? I mean, you made a success in the very challenging real estate business. What would be some of your learnings, and how would you share it with our viewers?
I think what has helped me in good stead is, first, the ability to learn. So what I would encourage people is, I hugely underscore the value of education.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you can get the best education you can. And that education can be academic, the education can be vocational, but really hone the capability to learn.
So when you say best education, it doesn't have to be at Harvard Business
School. And that's just one option.
Right? Not everyone can get there.
And today there are so many other options. But the whole point is you are in every step, what you're kind of teaching yourself is how to learn.
Correct.
And I think more than ever, given the rate at which knowledge is being produced today, more than ever, your need to be able to learn faster will only get greater.
Correct.
So that's your first step. The second step is then how to execute. And working for a good company early in your career can help you do three things. One, it teaches you the value of process. Second, it teaches you the value of working in teams. Third, and this depends on the companies, but it tells you and teaches you how to measure performance and course correct as you go forward.
Mm-hmm.
A few years spent in that training ground is, I think, again, very valuable, but don't stay in it too long, since then you become too comfortable, because these companies are also, the double-edged sword of that is, as you do well, they'll make you feel great. And the more great you feel, the more you'll stay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think today I should have moved out a little earlier. That would be my one learning for myself. But that's great, but at a certain point in time. Because coming back to the paradigm I talked about to today's entrepreneurs is, the only way to stay engaged with our own life going forward is by doing newer and newer things, is by staying relevant in your capability to do things. And entrepreneurial platforms allow you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So the earlier you create one for yourself, even if it's, you know, multiple times you keep on reinventing yourself, but the earlier you get onto that journey, the more productive life you'll have longer term. So that would be my advice.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Yash.
Yes.
Thank you for all your insights. And good luck with YTR. I'm sure it'll be a super success, not just in India, but all over South Asia and hopefully out of the in the world.
Well, I thank you, but more importantly, I know we're talking about a brand called You here, but thank you, EQ, and for all your help, Ash, as you've coached me through the years to really take on this entrepreneurial journey and to stay committed to it. So the thanks is as much to you more than anything.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Brand Called You, and never miss any update. For feedback, reach us on @HTSmartcast. We are present on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts by The Brand Called You, log on to www.htsmartcast.com, also known as Naye Nazariye Se.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.